Well, first let's cross to Britain, where millions of people have been voting in the country's third election in less than 5 years. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is on track to win with his Get Brexit Done message, but the latest polls show that Labour's Jeremy Corbyn is closing the gap. John Rantoul is the chief political commentator for the Independent newspaper, and he joins me now from London. Welcome to the program, John.
Hello there.
A very cold, from what I'm seeing on the television, a very cold, rainy polling day. Will that matter?
Extremely cold.
Extremely cold, is it?
Nobody can work out which party would benefit from a low turnout. So the answer is probably not. I mean, you know, we're at the stage of an election where we're less than 3 hours before the exit poll. And so obviously social media is just awash with rumours that, you know, young people have turned out in unprecedented numbers, or that, you know, the Lib Dems have given up hoping to win one or two of their target seats in London, et cetera, et cetera. We don't really know. As you say, the polls suggest that Boris Johnson is ahead, but the last three elections, we've been in for a surprise when the exit poll was published.
Yes. Does it feel like a special election? I mean, obviously, just what there's a sense of adrenaline rush, isn't there? But I just wonder, does it feel different to the last time with Theresa May?
Oh yes, very different. In some ways better, in some ways worse. I mean, I think the sort of mood is much more frustrated, and there's a sort of feeling that the country is stuck. And I think that Boris Johnson's trying to exploit that to sort of suggest that if he's re-elected, then you know, finally the logjam can be broken. But there's equally the feeling that, you know, this is the sort of last chance to stop Brexit. This is in effect our second referendum on the subject, and that has really got the passions of the Remainer side of the country, which is obviously about half the population, really engaged.
Yes, there's so many various angles to this. It's hard to know quite where to go to next. For instance, you haven't had an election in December, I think, since about 1923. Does it make Does it make a difference? Does it change in your judgment? Well, what are you seeing? how the electorate turns out?
Well, it makes Christmas shopping a bit more complicated, but otherwise. And you know, I mean, it's canvassing in the dark is no fun. But I mean, you know, otherwise, you know, no, I don't think it does make a huge difference. But I think what's different about this election is the feeling that people recognise that it's a very significant moment in the nation's history. I mean, we're either going to leave the European Union at the end of January or we're not. And so there is a very high level of engagement. If people aren't sort of pleased about this election, but they do recognise it's important, and I think turnout will be very high.
So that's your sense. See, it's different because you don't have the polling stations quite the way we do elections differently to you.
You have compulsory voting.
Well, we have compulsory voting, but you have polling stations. I'm reading this morning from a very good commentator, Hans van Leeuwen, in the Financial Review. Have polling stations in pubs. They're in cafes, buses, post offices, dance studios, mosques, hairdressers, even in a windmill.
In the UK?
Yes, that's what he's written.
I'm afraid most of our polling places are in rather less interesting locations, I'm afraid. It's mostly churches and church halls and schools. But I'm sure there are one or two exotic locations around the country.
And look, this business about the exit poll. Now, regrettably, we will go off air just as the first exit poll, as the exit poll comes in. Just explain to us, if you would, please.
No.
Yes, I know. I know.
Just as it's getting really exciting.
I know. And all the results will come through the day in Australia. But explain to us why this exit poll matters. So how it works, please.
Well, it has a very good reputation for accuracy. Actually, it wasn't very accurate two elections ago in 2015. It said that we were heading for a hung parliament. And actually, that's when David Cameron won a surprise majority. But generally, the exit poll has been astonishingly accurate. I mean, in the two elections before that, 2005 and 2010, it got the majority exactly right to the number. which was a bit of a fluke. But I mean, you get a fluke two elections running, and people start to think the exit poll's magic. And you know, last time it correctly said that we were heading for a hung parliament. And so everyone will, this is the moment that the tablets are handed down from the mountain, basically.
Mm. So now there are 650 seats up for grabs, aren't mm-hmm. there? And a majority is 326, is that right?
Yes, except we have a complication in that we've got some Sinn Féin MPs from Northern Ireland who don't agree with the Westminster Parliament at all, so they don't take their seats and don't take part in our proceedings at all, which means that in effect the majority is something like 322 instead of 326. But that's, we will know in a few hours' time as to whether that kind of detail is going to matter or not.
Yes, I mean, would it be fair to say that the only way Brexit will be done is if Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, gets a definite majority, a working majority. And from what yes. I can see, every other outcome virtually guarantees a second referendum. Is that a reasonable way of summarising it?
No, because there's a tiny grey area in the middle where if Boris Johnson loses his fails to gain a majority and has to depend on the DUP who've been propping up the Conservative
the Northern
Irish, yeah, the Northern Irish Unionist Party. But the thing about the DUP is, although they are very sort of pro the Conservative Party, they are very hostile to Boris Johnson's exit deal for Brexit. And so if Boris is in the uncomfortable position of repeating the election from last time and leaving the Tories dependent on the DUP for a majority, then his Brexit deal is going to be is going to be toast. I mean, he will have to renegotiate it, which means we're sort of back to square one. But if the Tories go backwards, if they lose more than seven seats, then you're right. We are in a position where Jeremy Corbyn will probably be Prime Minister, backed by a sort of rainbow coalition of other parties, but they all support a second referendum.
Yes, well, I mean, because he'd have to probably work with the Scottish Nationalists, who and their
That's
vote
right.
looks like going up. I mean, what is your judgment on the polls? It looked, from what I heard watching BBC World, he needs an 8-point clear majority in the polls to sort of
a lead to
be guaranteed of this majority. He has been sitting on 10, but it's come back to between 6 and 8. So it's just right on the cusp, isn't it?
Well, yes, that is exactly right. I mean, the average of the final polls is a 10-point lead.
The final polls are giving him a 10-point lead, are they?
Well, but there's quite a range there. There's a range between 5 and 13 points. And, you know, each individual poll is subject to a range of error. So, you know, and last time the result was right at the bottom end of the range. So, you know, this time we could be looking at something which... I think wouldn't. I mean, we're not looking at Jeremy. I mean, it'd be very unlikely that Jeremy Corbyn is going to be Prime Minister. But but Boris Johnson could have virtually no majority at all, or he could win by a very handsome majority. I mean, I'm happy to predict an outcome anywhere in that range of possibilities.
And what about his own seat? I mean, there's been a lot of debate, quite entertaining at times, about his own seat. How do you judge it?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, really. I mean, I know, there's quite a lot of demographic change in parts of London, with a lot of young people moving in, a lot of ethnic minority population spreading out into the sort of leafier suburbs. But I don't think there's been enough change in the past 2.5 years to make that a losable seat, especially with a high-profile candidate like the Prime Minister.
So the polls are going to close shortly, John. When mm-hmm. is a result expected?
Well, the thing is, because of
you're going
the
to give us a range again,
revered,
aren't you?
Well, no, the exit poll is so revered that is sort of taken as the interim result in about 2.5 hours' time, and then obviously overnight the actual votes are counted. And so that interim result, which you know is sort of taken as gospel, is then sort of adjusted and tweaked overnight. But and you know there's usually one or two sort of sensational, unexpected losses or gains. But we won't know the full result until late Friday, because especially in Northern Ireland, I think they take a very long time to count some of these votes.
Yes. I just want to read you one line. I have sort of absorbed myself in this. I now know too much, if you know what I mean. you have to sort of chunk it down. The Times has written, the fate of government could be determined by the so-called red wall, a string of leave voting, but traditionally Labour-held seats running from North Wales through Lancashire and Cheshire to southern Yorkshire. They're all traditional Labour voting constituencies that backed leaving the EU and who don't particularly like Jeremy Corbyn, but they are very interested in the National Health Service, which has really come to centre stage. I mean, I just wonder, again, in terms of helping Australians understand what they should focus on, do you think that's a right judgment by the Times?
Yes, absolutely. That is that is where this election is going to be decided, in those seats that voted to leave the European Union in 2016 in that referendum, but are held by Labour MPs. Because, I mean, although, you know, the Labour Party has now become much more of a sort of Remain party, it wants a second referendum, and the voters in those seats are conflicted, obviously, between their sort of traditional Labour loyalties and their desire to leave the EU. So the question is how that's resolved this time. And, you know, we've seen some rather spectacular movements in some of the polls, local polls, in a lot of these places.
Oh, really? That's where you've seen the big movement, have you?
That's where the big movement is happening. And the question is how many of that so-called red wall will actually fall. And it's, you know, there are a lot of seats there that could change hands tonight.
Very exciting. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
John Rintoul is the chief political commentator for the Independent newspaper.